With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the House considers censure efforts against two of its most polarizing members, Democrat Rashida Tlaib of Michigan and Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia.
The resolutions would deliver the punishment of censure one step below expulsion from the House to both lawmakers. Green introduced a censure resolution last week against Tlaib, the only Palestinian American and one of two Muslims in Congress, accusing her of, quote, anti-Semitic activity after she voiced concern over America's continued role in supplying arms to Israel as it engages in an ongoing bloody battle with the terrorist group Hamas. In response, House Democrats introduced a resolution censoring Green for what they called her record of, quote, racist rhetoric and conspiracy theories. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Meanwhile, Congressman George Santos has easily survived a vote to expel him from the House, as most Republicans opted to withhold punishment as both his criminal trial and a House Ethics Committee investigation proceed. A judge in Florida may delay the start of former President Donald Trump's classified documents trial.
Judge Aileen Cannon has been debating what to do because of the other criminal cases the former president is facing, as well as the mounds of evidence his attorneys need to review. The trial is supposed to start in May of next year on charges Trump hid classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate and obstructed government efforts to get them back. It's one of four cases against the former president that could go to trial next year. Prosecutors have provided 1.3 million pages of evidence, along with thousands of hours of security video shot at Trump's resort. The former president's team wants the trial to start after the November election. Trump hopes to win back the White House then. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 221 points, the Nasdaq rose 210. This is SRN News. 40 Days for Life does it again.
The biannual pro-life prayer vigil wraps up its fall campaign this Sunday, and so far more than 200 women seeking abortions have decided not to. 40 Days for Life organizes silent prayer outside abortion clinics all across the U.S. and in several foreign countries. Since it all began in 2007, more than 26,000 unborn babies have been saved. 251 abortion clinic workers have quit their job, and 145 clinics have shut down. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anheuser-Busch says that revenue growth in most of its global regions has been offset by a drop in North American sales, sparked by its decision to partner with a transgender influencer. Bud Light sales plunged amid an ongoing national backlash after the brand teamed up with Dylan Mulvaney, a man living as a woman. U.S. sales tumbled 13.5%. SRN News. The National Hockey League is set to reevaluate its safety protocols following the death of one of its former players overseas. We hear more from sports correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh reporting.
The death of American hockey player Adam Johnson from a skate blade to the neck has led officials in the NHL and other leagues to continue discussions about cut-resistant protection. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman.
We've been looking at, you know, in terms of cuts to the wrist, cuts to the leg, and worse.
Bettman and Players Association Executive Director Marty Walsh have already touched base.
It's a change for the players, but it's also about protecting them, so I think we will have those conversations.
More talks are planned between the league and union on the topic of skate blade safety. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.